Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hey guys, 欢迎大家收听早安英文 This is January.
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
没错，这些奖品呢都是我们老师为大家精心所挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且是你花钱都很难买到的哦。所以坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者是用好我们的早安周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Hey Jen, what type of films do you like to watch usually? 你通常喜欢看什么类型的电影呀？
Hands down, musical drama films. 最喜欢的应该是歌舞片了。
That's not surprising. I know you have always been a huge fan of musicals.
Yeah, like La La Land is definitely one of my favorites. 比如说爱乐之城，我特别特别的喜欢。
Yeah, I like that one too.
Actually, a new musical film came out recently, and I was blown away.
Be blown away. Blow 这个单词呢，本意是吹气的意思。Be blown away 不要理解为是说被吹走了，而是说被惊艳到了，被震惊了。
Yeah, to be impressed very strongly and usually favorably.
So, is it really that good? What's it called?
It's called Tick Tick Boom, 倒数时刻。This movie is simply art, so beautifully made, and I would say it's my personal favorite in 2021.
这么好看，那我有时间得去看看了。I'll have to check it out then.
For sure, it won't let you down. So, what about you, Blair? What type of films do you like to watch usually?
I'm not picky. I watch all kinds of movies and shows. I just don't really watch documentaries that much.
Yeah, documentary sounds boring.纪录片确实听起来就感觉挺无聊的。
Yeah, I could always fall asleep watching a documentary about the environment, our mother planet, or animals.
Right, they put people to sleep sometimes, but not all documentaries are dull like that.
Yeah?
那最近呢，英国皇室和 BBC 就因为一部纪录片彻底撕破脸了。
Wow, now that sounds like some interesting documentary there. How about we talk about this in today's podcast?
那好，今天呢，我们就来聊一聊这部让英国王室和顶流媒体打起来的 BBC 纪录片。我们今天所有的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So Jane, what's this documentary called?
The Prince and the Press.
这里我们学习到一个单词啊 ,press。我们知道它常见的意思有按压、压榨。那在这里呢就表示新闻媒体。
Yeah, journalists are often referred to as the press. 那从纪录片的名字就可以听出来。那这个纪录片呢主要就是在讲英国王室与媒体之间的关系。
I see. So it's a documentary about Prince Harry and William's relationships with the press.
Right.
你开始说英国王室和 BBC 就因为这一部纪录片彻底撕破脸了。Well, I wonder why.
Yeah, the royals are at war with BBC over this documentary right now.
那这里我们又可以学习到一个表达 at war with somebody.
对 war 这个单词呢我们知道是战争的意思。At war 就是表示在敌对状态或者说在交战的状态。
So, why they're at war now? 是不是有什么比较劲爆的内容啊？
Well, the documentary alleged vicious war between members of the royal family. 那其中最有爆点的地方呢，就是王室与王室成员之间利用新闻相互伤害的内幕。
Interesting. 那你刚刚说到这个 vicious war, 听起来有很多阴谋和黑幕啊。
Yeah, vicious 这个单词呢，就是表示邪恶的、恶毒的意思。Deliberately cruel or violent, and of course, immoral.
Now I'm interested in the documentary. 感觉有很多瓜可以吃啊。
是的，那吃瓜也就是八卦的意思嘛。在英文当中呢，不能够直接说成是 eat melon, 而应该是用 tea, 茶这个单词。
这个 tea 就跟我们说的瓜料一样，表示娱乐八卦。
Right, for example, did you hear the tea about the royals?意思就是说你听说到有关皇室的八卦内容了吗
对那比如说有什么瓜吃啊我们就可以说 What's the tea?
Yeah, it means what's going on? What's the current gossip? You can ask this when someone has gossip and you want to know every detail.
Yeah, 那英国王室这次这么生气呢就是因为 BBC 爆料了很多黑幕和八卦。
对那爆料我们就可以用 spill 这个动词来表达。Spill 这个单词呢本意就是溢出溅出的意思那爆料呢就是 spill the tea
To tell an especially juicy bit of gossip
对那其实这部纪录片虽然只有两集 里面呢还爆料了不少的瓜，其中呢就用非常大的笔墨描述了王室成员之间报复性的这种互黑的战争。
Really?
Yeah, 那给梅根哈利写书的作者呢就表示 It's true a lot of the most damaging and negative stories about Harry and Meghan that ended up in the pages of the press have come from the other royal households.
Damage 这个单词啊它动词是表示破坏的意思，那在后面加上 ing, damaging 就是形容词表示破坏性的损害的。这个记者啊就表示针对哈利梅根最具破坏性的爆料都是来自皇室成员。
Yeah, that sounds really vicious.
Yeah.
那也难怪呢会有人把这部纪录片称之为 Tittle Tattle Documentary.
Tittle Tattle, 哎，这个短语说起来感觉发音很押韵啊。
对。Tittle tattle 这个短语呢它其实也是表示八卦 It's another way to say gossip
没错爆了王室这么多的黑料那王室在得知 BBC 的这部片子后啊无比的震怒也就不足为奇了
对所以之后王室就代表女王查尔斯还有威廉王子对 BBC 发布了联合声明是这样说的
A free, responsible and open press is of vital importance to a healthy democracy
Vital 就是表示特别重要的意思 Be of importance 就相当于形容词 important Is of vital importance 就是说特别重要了所以刚刚这句话的意思就是说自由、有责任感、开放的媒体对于健康的民主啊是至关重要的
对然后声明当中呢还说到 However, too often it is overblown and unfounded claims from unnamed sources that are presented as facts and it is disappointing when anyone, including the BBC, gives them credibility.
Overblown 就是指夸大的、过分渲染的 unfounded 表示没有事实依据的那这句话的意思就是说、啊、然而把太多夸大、未经证实和所谓不能公开来源的消息当成事实且还被 BBC 在内的媒体当成报道这件事、啊、是很令人失望的
对那这个王室呢不仅仅是发表了这样一篇严肃的声明啊那之后还直接向 BBC 宣战威胁封杀 BBC
封杀在英文当中呢我们可以用这个单词来表示啊 boycott
Yeah, the Queen, Charles and Cambridges unite in threat to boycott future cooperation with BBC
其实说实话 BBC 的这些报道还有纪录片的内容真实度有多少其实我们也不知道啊 We can't really tell
对，不过作为吃瓜群众嘛，吃吃瓜也还是可以的。不过呢，也不知道后续 BBC 会不会因为王室的对抗而认怂。
I'm curious about what will happen next. 那如果有兴趣的同学呢，也可以去看看这部纪录片。欢迎大家在评论区聊聊你的看法。我们今天的节目就到这里啦。
那最后呢，再提醒一下大家，我们今天所有的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字。来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Blair.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。